Here's a thought I'll title, Obviously, This Is Not Good. And I have to confess here that on occasion, and this is one of those, when I prepare these Here's a Thought commentaries, I'm not sure if I'm talking about my experience that has nothing to do with any of you, so I'm the odd duck out, or if maybe there's an idea here that's a bit more universal, but just nobody seems to talk about it, and this is one of those. And I guess it starts with the question, has this ever happened to you? I was watching a YouTube tutorial on a software feature when the speaker showed a before image and an after version of an image they were using for demonstration. So they started by showing the before and added this statement as the voiceover for the before image. They said, obviously, this is not good. And I kind of paused and I thought, well, wait a minute, it looks pretty damn good to me. So when they say, obviously, this is not good, what are they referring to? Is their eye more trained than my eye, and so they see things that I don't see? Or are they using a different measurement of good, a different sort of beauty in the eye of the beholder measurement? Or is it that they're approaching a common zeitgeist, the way a picture is supposed to look, based on today's sensibilities, today's collectors, today's publishers, today's gallery exhibitions, in which case there's a collective assumption in the term obviously. Obviously. Like everybody can see it. It's universal. We would all agree that this before rendition of his image was not good. And the more I looked at it, the more I realized that to my eye, it wasn't just good, it was great. In fact, the before image was much better than the supposedly improved image that was later demonstrated as the after image, after supposedly the magical processing that was the topic of this particular software tutorial. I liked the before image a lot better than I liked the after image. And I think this is a big problem with software tutorials. They always tell us how to get from some starting point to some ending point, but they almost never tell us why they've chosen that as the ending point, why their improvements are somehow better than the before picture. And I often find myself curious about that. Why do you think this is better? What are you attempting to do that makes the after picture so obviously better than the before picture? What are the motivations to make the picture look like they want it to look? And isn't that the issue that so much of us struggle with when we look at an image in Lightroom or Photoshop or wherever? What should it look like? What are the things I need to do to this image to improve it? Against what measure of improvement? The why rather than the how. The how is important. And oftentimes what we learn from these kinds of tutorials are some tools that we can use down the road. But it seems obvious to me that the real question is which of those tools should be employed to achieve which result. Why do we choose to make the image darker or contrastier or lighter? What is it we're hoping that shift in photographic properties will do to improve the image? That's the magic of being a photographic artist, is understanding how things we might do in composition or focal length or camera settings or processing, we'd like to know how all of those things will change the emotional response of the viewer, and hopefully along the lines we intend as we're creating this work of art. So I've tuned my ears, I guess, to words like obviously and of course we want to do this, and here's a change that will universally improve the image. Why do they think that? What is the standard they're using to make such rigidly qualified statements in their tutorial? Matter of fact, seems to me that the more obvious a processing move is, the more it's likely to make our picture look like, what, everybody else's picture, what it's supposed to look like, what society applauds, which may or may not be at all something personally expressive that we are, through our photography, trying to share with the world, obviously is not obvious unless your target is predictability.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.